Mr. Cook's bet on China extended beyond its factories to its consumers. Sales to the region have risen from next to nothing in 2010 to $52 billion last year, or almost a fifth of Apple's revenues. Since Donald Trump's election in 2016, Tim Apple, as America's president once called him, has jetted to Washington and Beijing to try to ease rising trade tensions between the two superpowers. Horace Dedieu, a technology analyst, says Mr. Cook knows how to navigate the political mind. Given his reputation as a logistical mastermind, it is worth asking why he has ignored the first rule of supply chain management, the risk of keeping too many important eggs in one basket. In Mr. Cook's case, that basket is China. The trade bust-up is getting uglier. If it leads to an anti-American backlash in China, it could spell trouble for Apple and for Mr. Cook personally. Mr. Cook's lobbying has helped Apple avoid direct hits from Mr. Trump's tariffs, already imposed on $250 billion worth of Chinese imports. But its shares have fallen by almost 12% in the past month. On June 1st, after The Economist went to press, China was expected to retaliate with tariffs on $60 billion of American goods, including components for Apple devices. Mr. Trump has threatened a levy of 25% on $300 billion more of imports if trade talks do not produce a breakthrough. This would cover the iPhone, by far Apple's biggest source of revenue. Morgan Stanley, a bank, estimates that it could add $160 to the cost of a $999 iPhone XS. Apple could absorb the cost or pass it on to buyers. Either way, profits would suffer.